we have talked about an awful lot here, Doug. We have talked about...
I know, Phil. It's getting a little far afield.
Now, well, we've talked about George Lucas's need to be responsible in letting people know that Star Wars is fictitious. He needs to have a more blatant disclaimer, because you are getting email from kids thinking that it's real.
Absolutely.
We're also talking about having respect for the mythology, because it looks like it's going to go down in history, perhaps as another Moby Dick, perhaps as another Leaves of Grass, perhaps as another major American tome.
Absolutely, Phil, and I really do believe that.
Now, going beyond that, you have asked me to be respectful of the mythology insofar as referring to Lord Vader as Lord Vader.
I would appreciate it. And I know you laughed at me, but what I'm saying is you get into emulating a character and it helps you. And
now, you dress up as Darth Vader at your house to help you what?
It gives me a little internal strength. And it gives me a little bit of the feel of that character. And I get strength from that character. And as I said to you, I know whatever problems you've been having lately, I would invite you to role play. We do it over at my place. You can come over.
And I dress up as Lord Vader, too.
No, you would dress up as an Imperial Commander. It releases tension is what it does.
And so what do I do? I get a helmet?
You get a black. You can get a helmet or a black bucket. You can get a motorcycle helmet and paint it black and put it on with a cape. Well, here, let's try something, okay?
Man, Doug.
Let's just try it, all right?
Go ahead.
All right, I'll be Lord Vader and you be an Imperial Commander.
We're going to role play.
That's right. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
All right. What of the rebel plans? What's going on with that?
The rebels got away.
Rebels got away? Hmm. So did you chase them or whatever? What'd you do? Why'd you let them get away?
Why did they shot our stormtroopers.
Okay, I'm going to have to kill you now, Phil. And what I do now is I use the force to strangle you, okay? So
you have to kill me.
Will you please just go along with...
All right, you're going to kill me. Go ahead.
So I have to strangle you, and I use the force. Remember, Lord Vader, okay? So I can do this.
All right, so you're going to use the stroke that...
I'm Lord Vader, and nobody pisses me off, okay? All right, I'll get into the character a little bit. I go... I'm going to have to, strangle you now. Now, prepare to die.
Jesus.
Come on, Phil, get into it, all right?
I'm into it, all right?
All right, now make a strangling sound. Die, you Imperial bastard. Oh, wait a minute. Die, you Imperial Commander. You're dead now.
Jesus, you don't even sound like freaking Lord Vader.
What's up with that?
Well, I mean, it's...
What?
Die, Imperial Commander.
Oh, I'm a fag, huh?
It just didn't sound like him, that's all, okay?
Goddamn homophobe. That's what I'm saying.
It didn't sound like him. It didn't. He's got a lower voice. Let me take a call here. Riverside on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I called up to tell... I wanted to tell him that... am I talking to Phil Hendry right now?
My name's Phil Hendry. I have Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier.
Thank you. Doug?
Yes, sir.
I only people that were in the Imperium Senate or whatever called him Lord. Everybody else called him Darth or Vader.
I think in the... No.
What?
Lord Vader was a respectful...
No,
appellation.
It wasn't.
It was a respectful appellation applied by, members of the Imperial Command.
Yes, but everybody else, I mean, as
to
far as I know...
What I'm saying is to call him Darth is like calling him jerk.
That's what he is.
Hey.
And this... Quite
back
a second.
Off. Hold on. What I'm saying is, if you have respect for the mythology and the character, you refer to him as our Lord Vader.
For one thing, okay? Phil Hendry is not a part of the Empire, okay?
No,
I mean,
what I'm saying
Phil,
is... When
Phil,
we were
are you a part of the Empire?
When we were role-playing... Hey, look, kid.
No, you
call
shut
him,
up.
You
Phil,
call
I'm
him
an
Darth
expert.
Vader. You call him
no,
Lord Vader.
I am an expert with Star Wars, okay? I have every single Star Wars toy, all the comic books, everything. And I do not believe in the thing, okay?
Kid,
second, let me ask
you
another question.
Let me ask you a question for a minute. Do you know anything about orthodontry or orthodontists or anything like that?
No.
You know what braces are?
Yeah. They go on your teeth to hold them in place.
Ever had any?
No.
Well, when you said comics, books, and all that stuff...
Forget about the way the kid's talking, okay?
What's the point you're trying to make?
The point he's making is, since I'm not a member of the Imperial Command, I don't have to call him Lord... Yes, sir.
So, are you a member of the Imperium?
No, I'm not. I'm a freaking talk show host on the
thank
planet
you.
Earth, okay?
Thank you.
It doesn't make
sense. Doug, shut up.
You telling me to shut up?
Yes, because you're an idiot. You need to be put in a psychiatric hospital or something.
Yo, Junior, step off. All right, I'm telling
you. Step off. Hey, you're the idiot on the air.
No, hold on.
I'm the guy that knows about all this crap.
When's your voice going to change?
What? Yeah. It's going to change probably in a few years.
So are you telling me Darth Vader's an asshole?
Yes, he is. He went out trying to take these people down, trying to put them in slavery, and you're walking around like you're freaking Darth Vader. I'm so mighty and high, I mean strength from the Force. The Force is a lot of bull. Man, I am barely pulling it together here.
I have never seen a kid in need of a baseball bat more than you. And I'd like to swing on you like Jim Rice going for the fences.
Oh, yeah, then watch me bust down my kung fu on your butt.
Hey, bro, you're going to bust the kung fu on me, man?
Time and I'll show you how good the force is.
Brother, man, I got the flying stars. I got the whole thing going on, all right?
You come down here and show me how good the force is. Come down here with your stupid force strangling and lightning power and all that crud.
I'll strangle you with something, all right? Don't worry about it.
All right, then, come on down here. I'll hit you on the balls so hard, you'll be flying to the moon.
I'll lay some freaking force on you, man. You get a
come on down.
Mr. Clean, when I'm done with you. Now
come on down there.
Hold on, both of you guys. Hold on, both of you guys. Okay.
You're gonna shake in your boots when you see me coming in my.
Yeah, right.
Let me tell you something. When you see me coming with my bucket on my head, I'm Lord Vader. Okay.
When I see you coming with a swash bucket on your head,
you can't be going down to his house.
Point at the bottom. I will be cracking up so bad. I'll be on the floor laughing.
You'll be doing what?
I'll be on the floor laughing at you.
You said you'll be cutting
And then out. When you come up to hit me, I will just grab you by your head, pull you down, and knee you upside the head. Then lift you up, knee you in the pole so hard you'll be flying to the moon and back. What do you say to that?
Sounds kind of nice, actually.
All right. Look.
The point I'm trying to make to this guy is this. Lord Vader is an appellation of respect.
Lord Vader does not exist.
In the mythology, and if you care at all about the Star Wars mythology like you say you do because you're educated on it,
I like the movies.
I like
the comic books. I don't believe in it.
You're pissing me off, man. Don't you care
at all. Come on down here, man.
All right, okay, you guys are in with that.
He's got no respect for Vader. He's got no respect for the Imperial Command.
Of course.
Have you lost your freaking mind? It ain't even real.
You punk kid, take it back now.
No.
Take it back.
No.
Take it off.